All right, beginning of verse number 1, Paul begins to speak to his young protege in the ministry, Timothy, a man who he had actually won to the Lord many years earlier. At this point, he's probably in his late 30s, around age 40. Paul had won him to the Lord when he was a much younger man, and he was sort of his mentor. He was Timothy was his young protege, and he's giving him advice as a pastor and as a preacher, and he says in verse 1, "Thou therefore my son," he's calling him his son because he's the one that won him to the Lord. He's his son in the faith, is how he addressed the epistle to him, because he gave birth to him through soul winning, is what he's saying. He's begotten him again. And, you know, a lot of people have trouble understanding that. Let me just, this isn't the sermon, but let me just explain this to you. Okay. When you get saved, the Bible says you're born again. You're begotten again, right? And so who's your new father? God. God's your father. And Jesus Christ, your Savior. God is your father. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ, a child of God, a son of God. But the Bible also uses a terminology of when you win somebody to the Lord. Paul said, Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Okay? You're kind of like their spiritual dad because you gave, you know, you brought them salvation. And people have a problem with us sometimes saying terms like, well, I won somebody to the Lord. Hey, I got somebody saved. And they say, oh, well, we don't get anybody saved. It's all Jesus. No, it's not all Jesus. Because you know what? Jesus said this, without me, you can do nothing. So nobody's getting saved without Jesus. You're not winning anybody to the Lord without Jesus. But let me shock you. Jesus isn't winning anybody to the Lord without you. Jesus has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. How shall they hear without a preacher? And that's why...